Peace, everybody. It's Maulana Al-Hassan with the Crypto Plan Group. Please subscribe to this podcast. It's still early in the morning here in California, in Coachella Valley, 6:17 currently. Right now, we're getting ready to play my boy Anchor, who's been in the crypto realm, should I say, internet marketing realm for a minute. I've been talking to him for about 2 years. He had an interview with Ronald AI. Today, we're going to play that interview with Ronald AI, one of the founders of Cloud Token. So, stay tuned for this. All right. Peace. Okay, peace, everybody. Here we go with the interview. Enjoy.
Is it back?
Yeah, start already.
Hey everyone, so this is Ankur Agarwal, and obviously you are seeing it on Facebook, so you obviously know me. But I'm privileged and honored today because I'm sitting with Mr. Ronald AI. He is our CTO, Chief Technical Officer for Cloud Token, an opportunity about which I guess the entire Facebook is talking about. And so I was in Singapore for the last 7 days to build a market, and really a lot of activity happening here. And yesterday I saw your post that you're coming to Singapore, and it's a privilege and honor to meet you here and probably have a quick small interview with you. Yeah, will that be okay? So I have a list of about 11, 12 questions. We can go through them.
Okay.
And this video of all my teams in India, Dubai, Indonesia, Singapore, Malaysia, US, Canada, they are going to see and share with you. Right? So let's start with, I always like to start with a big question. What's your 5-year vision with this company? Where do we see Cloud Token 5 years down the road?
Okay, if we're talking about 5 years, that is a bit too long.
Okay.
So we would like to see, we always plan 1 year in advance of what we're trying to do.
Right.
But when we first started this project, right, we never thought that we would get a explosion of users like what we have got now. When we had this project in the pipeline during last year, December,
right.
We thought that in May we only have about 50,000 members.
Right.
But during the May 12th Bangkok event, it was like 160,000. And a week after that, it was like 118, then it was 200, now it's 300K.
Wow, 300,000 users?
Yeah,
wow.
300K members.
Will that be free member? Do there's option to download that for free, or is it paid users? Or?
Yeah, I mean, these are all paid and members which are under someone, right?
Wow, okay.
So, it actually blew our minds, because we never thought about moving things ahead. And things
that's
that, yeah, I mean, the customer service group, right, normally it's just a bunch of us, five of us actually, and we talk of 150,000 users, it's okay, right? But then suddenly we needed more space and we outgrew ourselves, we needed to build things even faster. Things that is supposed to be done in October, now it's a shift all the way forward to August. We didn't have an office, we didn't even thought to have an office in KL. It was we were using the office back in Singapore. But because we need to grow with our development team.
Right.
We need to have 50 engineers. And if I were to build 50, hire 50 engineers in Singapore, it will cost so much. Plus, space is needed.
Yeah, it's the most expensive country in the whole world.
Yeah. So it is not logical for me to even consider this place anymore.
Yeah.
That's why we had to quickly rush to actually come back to, we actually have two places to choose from. Either it's Vietnam or either it's KL. But KL seems to be a place whereby locally they speak English, Chinese, Bahasa.
Yeah,
so I can cover this whole lot of markets. And of course, the price and everything is 1 to 3.
Right.
So it's another factor to choose from. So we actually got an office very quickly. And we are trying to hire all engineers in. Customer service part, we are hiring, actively hiring. We're trying to get the Bay system.
How many people do we have in customer service right now?
Five, including me.
That's less. That's really 20 people right now, I guess.
We're going to hire six at the start.
Okay.
With three different locations.
Okay.
So they're going to be like in next
a lot. Okay.
So it's on a location basis. It will all happen probably in August. Right. So at this moment, you only have auto.
when can we, that's one of the questions I have, when can we expect to visit the KL office?
Okay, so the cool thing is, if you're a C3, by next week, you should have an invitation.
Oh, really?
To
oh, wow.
The office. Okay. The office is not ready. Uh-huh. It's not even started.
It's not even started yet. Okay.
So, but during this invitation,
right.
Well, this is only 8 C3s.
8 C3s, right. 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 Yeah.
So, this 8 leaders will be invited to KL to mm-hmm. sit down to discuss on 70 issues that we're going to have,
right.
Which will have the plan until the end of the year. So we look at things a year in advance, because the market is moving very fluidly and rapidly. It's no point for us to say that, oh, this thing is going to be a 5-year star rolling into what we do. But the long-term goal is we want to become a global wallet that enables you to use it as simple as we check, okay, but globally, okay?
So the question, like, I get this question a lot. Yeah. What's the use case of CTO as a token? Like, what's the utility of the token?
The good thing about this, about CTO is, okay, now that we have CTOs to be coming in daily for you,
yes.
For the members,
yes.
Right? We need to partner with a lot of other guys. So the first guy that we actually worked with was with ODX. ODX itself, we are going to have a tie-up with them, and all the merchants that has the ODX POS is able to use the EOS. The NFC card is going to be ODX compliant. So
what is the NFC card?
The NFC card that ODX, the...
Oh yeah, their
cards are going to be compatible with us, so we use it to unlock our CTO wallets. Same thing, our cards can work with them as well. So that's going to be a good time.
Any timelines on this?
And sometime in August as well.
Okay.
There are three different teams that is doing this integration there.
Wow.
So one of the other things that is going to happen also, we have the debit cards ready by August 15th.
Wow.
So by the end of August event in KL, which the date we are trying to plan, the location we are trying to plan.
That was the next question.
Yeah, so the...
I heard it's going to be a 10,000 people
event. Yeah, 10,000 people
event. 10,000 people
event. It's going to be a fun event.
Yeah, I
get whereby everybody will be given a credit card, a debit card, right?
All 10,000 people?
Yeah.
But how are you going to do, like, I believe to get a credit card, you know, you need some kind of KYC
yep.
or stuff
so,
like that?
So, we're going to start in August
okay.
for you to apply for it. So once you apply for it, that's a ticket.
So in the event you can do that. I also saw in Bangkok event that I was not able to get it personally. The login cards.
Yep.
So how soon all the members can start getting those login cards?
Again, every event there will be about 1,000, 2,000
of these
cards. So every event is a different card design.
Okay.
And
okay.
we expect only to be 8 events throughout. So all this 8 cards, when you join it together, there is a
right.
message.
Right.
So
right.
we want you to actually collect all the
okay.
discounts.
Okay.
Right. And most of you guys have more than one account, so
okay.
Yeah. So one of the thing about that is now you have the cards you can actually spend, right? You can use ATM. So basically you take a CTO's
code. So now we can do whatever we want.
Yeah. We are working with the liquidity provider to actually change CTOs to US dollars
okay.
so that you can fund the card. So that's one thing. And also a very, very good opportunity came up for us. I think everybody heard of C-Trip before, right? So C-Trip is one of the biggest online travel agencies around. We're working with their backend provider to actually provide our members with the ability to book hotels, plane tickets, train tickets,
wow.
and all of the travel packages and things like that at a very good discount. So basically, we will be giving you as a member to use CTOs to actually purchase, let's say for example, book a room. Let's say the room itself is $100, you can get 8 to 10% discount. So you're paying like $92 or $90, right? But as as an OTA, I will get 22 up to 38% of the margin. So what do I do with the margin itself? I will take this margin and put it back into a reserve pool where everybody gets the benefit.
Okay. Yeah. Alright. That's brilliant. So those are a lot of angles for the utility of CTR.
So the thing is, we are not like other events where ones whereby please hold, I want to give you a very high price.
Right. Yeah. Right.
No, we want you to use the CTOs.
Right.
We want you to use. You earn the CTOs, you will use the CTOs. So that you can have this ecosystem that is balanced out. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
From the last a week or so, and I've seen you actively engage in that discussion also, you know, the whole rumor about World Blockchain Forum and your association and stuff like that. And, you know, some of the people in different other token companies, which are probably scared of the growth of cloud token, are using it as an angle. What's your opinion or what do you have to say about
that? I've been troubled by it for the last 2 weeks. And yesterday I woke up and said, I'm not going to do it anymore. So we started to focus back on what we're supposed to do.
Right. Of course, that's the main focus.
And one of the things is, I'm back into Singapore. It's because we had two more meetings with the trade partners, or the exchange partners, to help us do the trades. So one is with BitCross, the other one is actually with Snap.
Okay.
So both of these are also helping us to help other vendors do trades.
Okay. Is there any way we can, because you get this question all the time, and in fact, when, I remember when I met you in Bangkok, you showed me live trades and stuff like that. But so when I'm meeting you in live, obviously I can see stuff happening right now in front of the screen.
Yeah.
But for someone who's sitting in, let's say, anywhere in the world, right, and he wants to see how much money is cloud token trading on a daily basis, and want to see some of the trades and all, how can they do it?
Actually, now you can see the trades that's going on through the order history, but it is very difficult to understand. Because it's only like one bot showing some stuff,
and the other bot
showing some stuff.
It's very slow, so I saw it pops in, like you gotta wait.
The reason why is there's so much of information being dumped into the reporting engine.
Okay.
It takes time to analyze and then to dump up the picker. So our team is actually working on this to come up with something that's much easier to understand.
Okay.
And also one more thing that we wanted to do for the members is everybody keep asking us, hey, where is the CTO Blockchain Explorer?
That was one of my questions, CTO Blockchain Explorer. That was my next question.
Yeah, so as I said, we grew faster than
too fast, yeah.
Yeah. The Block Explorer itself, we had it, but it's it's like this.
Yeah, come show.
Alright, so you can see now, circulation of CTOs.
Right.
This is how much has been drawn. Okay.
So about 8 million.
These are the number of devices that is connected. I'm just picking up one of the channels to actually hook up and listen to. So the iPad itself, this dashboard, is actually piggybacking on the signals to actually see who are there's like 500 devices on this router. And this is how much of transactions is going on. You can see that this is all on chain. Some account is sending something to another account.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. So this is how the dashboard is. But we're trying to make one which is more friendly, so you can see for...
So anywhere I can see this on my computer right now?
Now, no, but we are trying to get this done by end of August.
Okay.
So that you can actually have it like a Blockchain Explorer. Mm-hmm. You can actually check it from anywhere.
I remember seeing in the last video it was around 80 million, so now it's hung. So it's going fast, man.
Yeah, it's growing.
The total supply is 1 billion, right? Anywhere we can see it, that's like, how do we know that the supply is 1 billion?
Yeah, so basically, in that Blockchain Explorer itself, you will really see the number of
Blockchain Explorer. So by August, we can expect a lot of
things. Yep.
That's massive. Mm-hmm. Share that on video.
Oh,
that's powerful.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the ownership, because we get this question a lot, right? So everyone is like, CTO when he actually is doing everything which a CEO should be doing or something like that. So
no,
actually the CEO
you
was
understand this way, right? Because most of the leaders they started we started in China.
Yes, yes.
And these guys they can't really converse in English.
Okay.
I was the one drawing the short straw to talk in English with you guys.
Okay.
So basically we started with actually it's 15 guys, but with 8 first.
Mm-hmm.
And these 8 leaders came and of course with Mr. Zhao to say that they wanted to have a project which is real.
Okay.
They want a project which they can help their members or their those that believe in them or their downlines, right, to recover what they have lost because they have a lot of regret. And Mr. Zhao gave me the opportunity to sit down with these guys to listen to what they want. And I told them from the beginning it's going to be a very, very difficult task. Number one, no one in the right mind will do real time and blockchain because blockchain is not for real time. Unless it's EBS. SS.
Hey. Yes,
yeah, hello. So basically, we told him, or we told the engineers that it's. Or the leaders is going to be a long, long journey.
Okay.
A lot of pain, because we had never tried this before as well. So a lot of experimentation going on. So we started January 23rd, the first launch with 123 leaders.
In China?
In China.
Wow.
So it's 1, 2, 3, January 23rd, that's the first event. And at the time, we didn't have anything to show. The software is buggy as hell. A lot of problems. Then in February, before the Chinese New Year came, we were pressed to actually release a version which we ourselves don't even dare use. So we released that version anyway. But it hit China with about 1,000 people or so.
Wow.
But also created a lot of negative impacts because of a lot of problems. We thought that it would hit about 5,000 members or so, but it did not.
Mm-hmm.
It just stayed at 1,000 plus, 2,000 plus, getting 10 members a day, 15 members a day, so it was really sad. But by March, we released new versions. Things start to pick up, 2,000, 3,000, 5,000, and there's about 5,000 plus. So we thought that, okay, by the time when we did a global launch, it would be like 50,000
members, yeah.
But before even that launch itself, we really hit like 160, so it was really crazy. It exploded when, the overseas members, they started to know and notice about this project. And one of the things is, I think they can find what I did online. They can actually finally find someone who has a history that is longer than the project itself.
Yeah, your background is pretty much invisible on the internet. Yes.
So most of the project owners, right, you can never find anything past the project start date.
Yeah.
Right, so mine is very, very long. And
so how many years have you been in the field of technology? Let's say it's hardcore blockchain technology.
I was with the Ministry of Defense in Malaysia.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing the Makawi project. I did the first MRP, ERP system. Then I went over to Hong Kong to make phones. So I developed a lot of phones for Samsung and the rest. I did that for the next 10 years.
Wow.
In China. I was in Korea as well, I was in Denmark as well. And then I came back to start my own company. So when I started my own company in, I think 2007.
You mean your own technology company?
Yeah, because I was just doing phone stuff, right?
Yeah.
So the time Huawei was my customer, ZTE was my customer, I was doing really well. I think we have globally 200 million phones around the world that's using our patent technology to push games and things like that onto the system, the phones. And we got acquired by a Singapore-based company, which I think you can all find online as well. Then after that, I built a retail O2O system for them. And we ended up buying off the whole team to start YFC or SQ2.
YFC Technologies. Yeah. Who, so do you own YFC Technologies?
Yeah,
I've always owned YFC Technologies.
So at the same time, I had an angel investor in my previous company. So we started SQ2 FinTech, where we focus on doing card systems. We actually work with big players like Meshmove, if you heard of them. They're one of the four players in the card business industry. They work with MasterCard and MX. To come up with credit card systems. So we are one of them that actually have the opportunity to work with the switch. So if you look at your credit card, the first four numbers is your PIN number, and the next two is called a switch number. Mm. So we have our own switch, so every time when you swipe your card, it will hit our system, and we will say whether approved or not approved.
Wow. Coming back to the question of ownership, am I right to say that it's not owned by one single person, but rather it's a group?
It's a group that is a consolidated effort to actually build this system. So,
and how many members are there in this core group, like who actually are the decision-making board?
Eight actually, but another seven, they are the ones that come up with the money.
So investors.
Investors. So basically, we told them that whatever you invested, okay, in this company, we give you back in CTOs.
Okay.
So it's just like they're putting themselves in a position as well. And the rest of us that actually got paid, we took this money to actually put back into the system.
Okay.
So that is the core basis of the 30 cents.
So how does, so let's say you have tech engineers working, right? How do you pay them salary?
We put them under the system as well.
Oh, you put them under the system. Yeah. But they're not networkers, so they can't grow the teams.
So the teams,
China teams, and
all that. Was building on top.
So your accounts are at the top and stuff like that. Some of the names you can give us were in the top, the eight board members you said? Like,
well, I think Liu is one of them.
Liu, the China, number one China leader, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then you have the rest of them underneath.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
You always had this question, Sombridge, right? How do we determine the price of CTO?
So basically the circulation, like you saw, 105
million. 105
million. Okay, versus the amount of assets that we have put into the reserve addresses. Okay. So for example, we have all in all, over 8 million inside there. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you just take these two and divide minus the one that's been redeemed.
Okay,
so that's the amount.
Any chance price of CTO can come down in the future?
Yes, if there's more withdrawal in the earnings.
If there are more, okay.
Yeah, well, in order to safeguard this, that's why we come out with more features for you to utilize this.
So more and more usage and stuff like that.
You see, when, for example, like the booking system, right? So if you book something, we give you back 10%, which you're happy, but actually we earn another 18%, which we are happy.
Yeah.
So you're helping the system as well.
Yes.
While you are decreasing the CTOs in circulation,
Wow. We
are getting more revenue.
Yes. So when I met you in Bangkok, I believe you said a figure of something in the range of $50 million is like the amount it was trading in Jarvis. How much are you trading on Jarvis right now?
It's 100 EUM now.
Oh, it's
asset under management is 100 million now.
So what do you think is the max for Jarvis?
Okay, so basically we're trading 100 million EUM.
All right, everybody, we're going to go for a brief break, so stay tuned. Peace, everybody. Here we go with the last 8 minutes of the Anchor Agrawal interview with Ronald I.
Six are not really doing anything. Then we have 40% in Binance.
40%? Okay.
And actually is coming back to us on the actual number that we can actually accept with less risk. Okay, so basically to help the actuary, what we are going to do is we're going to separate the Jarvis members into two categories. The first category is the normal, those that is 500, 1,000, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, yeah.
And the other one is those that has millions and millions in there.
Mm-hmm.
So those we have millions and millions in there, we will actually take them out from Jarvis and move them into a HAL project.
What's that?
You can see in Jarvis, those are VIPs, right? Some VIP accounts. So they will move into this VIP account. HAL is a bit different, whereby you don't keep your asset with us. You put it into your own exchange.
And then you give us the keys. What? APIs? Uh-huh.
Yeah, you give us the API keys without withdrawal, so the bot will trade for you.
So in that case, so right now, let's say...
it's totally end-to-end. We don't even have your...
So how will you determine like the number of CTOs being? So right now, we say that average return is 0.33%, about 10% a month.
Yeah.
And but if my own bot is trading on the exchange, the returns can be even 1%, 2%, something like that, yeah?
Yeah, the thing is, okay, you need to have a large volume in EOM in order to trade.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, if you have 5 million EOM versus our, let's say, by the time we split them up, ours is 16 million EOM, of course, we will have more advantage
right.
over it. Yeah.
Right.
If the price volatiles or drops too much, okay, we are able to buy more
right.
and we hedge it up all the way.
Small question on the regulation side. So we know that US and China, right? These are the two most strict countries in the world of crypto and stuff like that. How are you guys making sure that you're legally compliant in those zones?
Okay, first thing is, I have to talk about the entity in Australia.
Okay.
So yeah. David Dobson, the person who's in charge, is he's doing the legal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Thus, he's engaging the lawyers, the consultants, and also the auditors,
okay.
the audit accounts. So basically, all your assets inside there is audited. So from day one, audited, unlike USDT, which is
yeah.
So everything will be up.
So it's all transparent.
Transparent to you guys. Hopefully, it will be a start of something
right.
That we can set up a standard for all the projects to come. We
what are some of the other projects we can expect? So Jarvis is one.
Jarvis is one, the
VIP bots.
The VIP bots. There's going to be more traditional STO projects that's going to be out.
Mm-hmm.
The STO, which means that we will help you put your money into a legal STO.
Ah, okay, got you. So,
okay.
Interesting.
So, then there are the booking projects and also the rest of the book coming out. Okay.
Is there any risk, like, so when I'm sitting with a person face to face, right, in the end of the discussion, let's say a guy wants to put in $50,000. His last question to me is there any risk here? What should be my reply to that person?
Well, of course, everything there's a risk.
Mm-hmm.
It's about whether do you trust us or do you don't trust, you don't trust us. Of course, we are not able to say that there's no risk.
Right.
Every investment there is a risk.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is we can't even say that we're an investment.
Yeah.
Because of China and because of the US.
Yes, yes.
We can't even say that we're an investment.
Yeah.
So we are a game. more like a game. You put your $50,000 with us, you'll give you back reward points.
Yeah.
Which you can redeem for something.
Yes.
Which is worth something.
Yeah.
So that's only what we can say. Yes, there is a risk, like anything else, there is a risk. Always read more about the project, study the people behind it, and also to see what other people are, other members, or it's most important is the group.
Correct.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That you're with.
Yes.
Whether they can help you.
Yeah. Okay, great. And that will be this one, my last question. What do you think is the projected price of CTO? When can we expect
the money to start? Well, if I knew, then it would be a formula.
Right.
But I believe that it would go higher because once people start using CTOs regularly in the daily times.
Correct.
Then, what's the more you use, the more we earn, right? Yeah, so it will be more than what it is today. And if you look at the growth, it's really, really slow. It's because that's how the market is.
Okay.
We need to have more projects in.
Okay.
Yeah, in order to make it go faster.
Okay. Safe and safe.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Matt. It was great meeting you, and hopefully we'll catch up again in the Malaysia event.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Do you have any questions?
Yeah.
Can you take out the video?
Take from my camera.
Wait. So guys, that was me with Mr. Ronald AI, CTO of Cloud Token. We are, by the way, in this beautiful villa here. And I hope you got the same vision which I got. And let's just go all out. Make sure you share this video with everyone in your network around the world. I have your permission to share this video with all the teams around the world.
Yes.
So you have the permission of Mr. Ronald himself to share this video around the world. And let's rock. And make sure all of you come to the Next Scale event in August last week. Roughly?
Last week of August.
Last week of August, something like that. Cheers, guys. Bye-bye. Take care.
Okay, everybody. That's it. Another interview with Ronald. So, let me tell you. We have the goods. Cloud Token is it. You know. I hope y'all are listening to these interviews and actually listening to them in detail. It's very important for you to do your own research. Any cryptocurrency project is good if you do your own research before you put your energy into any of these projects. This is just a show. Okay, a show to give you guidance in the cryptocurrency realm about different projects that we as a community see that is currently making money. Will they last? Cloud Token should last. One of its founders is very dedicated to show his face. And he represents a large community of leaders in the Cloud Token community, which is our community. So if you want to join, click the link in the description. Use the referral code or reference code. Come on board and we can go down this journey together. Subscribe to this podcast. I am Alana Al Hassan of the Crypto Plan Group. Also visit us on YouTube at the Crypto Plan Group. On YouTube. Peace.